Chapter 16. Blood makes the green grasses grow. Though the work I did for the families and the brotherhood was in the shadows, I would soon be funneled into a world where trained killers are made to be heroes or hated by the nations at large. By the time I turned 17, I was so thoroughly entrenched in the depths of darkness that there was only a vapor of hope still moving in my chest. I had been making the rounds through the underworld, and some black budget groups had become an active purchaser of my services. However, they did not want a pet project who was handled solely by the order, so they brokered a deal to buy and then openly recruit me into their forces. Just after turning 17 years old and while still a junior in high school, I was emancipated to the United States Army and pressed into one of their projects for chosen ones. The military has high regard and actively recruits through many finders programs for individuals with dissociative identity disorder and fully enhanced personalities. They know how effective these chameleons can be in non-permissive environments or countries and regions we are not publicly operating in. They are trained and sent out to be shadow soldiers in these black budget wars, which are funded and paid for by the seedier sides of human and narcotic trafficking. In no uncertain terms, I became one of these shadowed operation soldiers, operating under blurred interpretations of charters and unofficial sanctions, special access projects, both acknowledged and unacknowledged, became my abode. It was into this world where the tattered pieces of my programming and murderous life would unravel. It was here that the Messiah would radically intervene and snatch this burning stick from the flames of death.